This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to Amazed by the Quran, a series in which I love sharing with you guys things I find amazing about the Quran. And today I want to share with you a small snippet once again from the story of Musa alayhi salam. In which what amazes me is how many things you can learn from such a small phrase, like so many different lessons and pieces of wisdom that are incredible for life are coming out of just one small quote that is so unassuming. What happens is Musa alayhi salam is discovered by these two girls who he helps, and he's invited back to the house to be paid for his services. And he comes to the house and tells his entire story about how he's fled Egypt and he was wanted for murder there, and he's completely homeless and desperate. And these girls are listening from the other side of the room, and one of them calls their dad and tells him something. And this is recorded in the Quran, so it's significant, right? So she calls her dad over and she says, Ya abati sta'jirhu. My beloved father, hire him. Ya abati sta'jirhu. Amazing. Because, this old man has two daughters, but he doesn't have any sons. Obviously, that's why he has to send these girls out to do the work. The girl knows that if he's going to hire him, then he's going to have to work around these two unmarried girls, which is going to create an awkward situation. So she knows in between the lines that if he's going to be hired, then chances are one of us is going to get married to him. And since she's the one suggesting it, chances are the father understands her code that, Dad, I think it's a good guy for me to marry, right? Now, one of the first things you learn here is that this girl has the confidence to suggest someone for her own marriage to her father. There's nothing wrong with a daughter suggesting to her father that I'm interested in someone for marriage. First thing, that epic thing that comes out of this. There's nothing harmful in that. There's nothing shameless about that. The second thing that comes out of this is that actually fathers need to understand code. Daughters are shy, and she did walk over shyly. So they're not necessarily going to explicitly come out and say, Dad, come on, look at him. He's amazing. I love this guy. Can I just marry him? Hook a sister up. She's not going to say that. She's going to say, hire him. Then the third is that she knows that this is a delicate matter, so she breaks it to her father, not just istajirhu, hire him, but actually, ya abati istajirhu, my beloved father. She doesn't just say dad. She says, my beloved father. That's ta tushir al-hub wal-takreem. The ta in abati is for love and for dignifying. Dad, I love you and I respect you so much. Hire him. That's what she does. She softens her dad up when she says this. And of course, she made a case for why you should hire him. إِنَّ خَيْرَ مَنِ اسْتَأْجَرْتَ الْقَوِيُّ الْأَمِينَ. The best kind of person you can hire is the strong, the honest. And even those two phrases are amazing, because in Arabic you say someone strong and someone honest, but she says the strong, the honest. And by using the, she's actually saying, I'm not interested in just any strong one or any honest one. Actually, I never seen a stronger dude than him. And I had never seen somebody more honest than him. That's so honest that he came here and told us all about his rap sheet and how bad he's doing. Another incredible lesson that comes from the same exact ayat is in fact that Musa alayhi salam got proposed to by a girl who knows that he's homeless and wanted for murder and completely desperate. And dude, okay, you can't get married and you're like, your resume is not impressive enough. Musa alayhi salam's resume does not look impressive, bro. It does not look impressive. But you know what he has? He has capability that he's demonstrated through action, character, because he didn't hit on those women. He was a man of dignity, and he came and he just helped them for a good, noble reason, because these people needed help, and then he sat back down. He didn't beg, he didn't ask for money, he didn't do any of those things. It showed his integrity, his honesty, right? So he demonstrated it in his character. Character will get you a lot further than a resume with a job description and an educational background and all of it, And you'll find the right kind of girl. Actually, you won't have to find her. She'll find you. Check that out. An amazing thing in this ayah. She'll find you. And she'll even make a case to her dad for you. You won't have to make the case. You just have to be a person of integrity. Subhanallah. One lesson after the other, after the other, after the other. Just embedded inside. But then, one of my favorite lessons in this ayah is actually the father is so wise. And he's so, a man of old age. And he Musa alayhi salam is a smart man, and Allah has given him hikmah already, wisdom already. Allah says that. فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ أَشُدَّهُ وَاسْتَوَى آتَيْنَاهُ حُكْمًا وَعِلْمًا. Allah had given him wisdom and knowledge, sound decision making, and a wise person can tell who they should or shouldn't be divulging to. So when Musa meets him, he actually opens up to him and tells him his entire story, because he felt, this is a person who's wise, who can give me advice, who I need to open up to, because where am I going to get this chance again, right? So this is a wise man. The point I'm trying to make is the father of these two girls is in fact a wise man. But even if you're wise and you're old and you're experienced and you know so much, there may be an opportunity right in front of you that you might miss out on. And it might be that your daughter, who's much younger than you, much less experienced than you, has much less wisdom than you, might present to you a case and might make you aware of a chance, an opportunity, a solution for your family that might have just passed you by. Just because you're older and you're wiser and you know more and you have more experience doesn't mean that you've considered everything. You're still human and you still might be in need of suggestion or advice. And just because someone younger, especially someone under your own roof, your own child, is giving you a suggestion is no reason to dismiss it. They should consider that advice. There's advice in this ayah for young people, for daughters. There's advice in this ayah for parents. There's advice in this ayah for a man looking to get married. And all of it just in dad, just hire him. Just in that phrase, dad, hire him. The course of history is changed. This man's career, his next 8 to 10 years, his entire incredible facing off against Fir'aun, the family that he walked with over to get to the mountain. All of that happened in that one conversation. That's how that happened, because she made that suggestion. So don't underestimate the value of a good suggestion, and don't underestimate when you miss out on good advice out of pride. I just won't listen to this advice because it's coming from you. Because how can I, someone older, someone wiser, listen to you? You should be the one listening to me. If that pride gets in the way, then you might miss out on some incredible goodness that comes after. Can you imagine all the good that Musa alayhi salam does after? Because of having gone through those years that were part of his formative years. You know, that marriage, that shepherding, that shelter that he was provided. All the good that he did. And in fact, every time we recite his name, you know who gets a share? That father who made the decision to let his daughter get married. And who else gets that share? That girl, that woman who wanted to marry him and had the courage to speak up and say, I think you should hire him. You know? They have a share in all the good that Musa alayhi salam did. It's incredible. Barakallahu li wa lakum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. If you enjoyed this video, please do share it with friends and family. If you want to see more videos from this series, click on the box at the top. If you want to see other videos, click on the box at the bottom. And don't forget to hit the subscribe button. Thanks.